How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I don't know if there's ever been a better advertisement for birth control than when little Dawson said,
I don't like milk in my cereal. Make it again.
So,
little toe-headed brat. Oh, sure, I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones.
I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise, we're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise, have you heard of polyamory? I swear that I can see forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise.
It's the size of my arm.
Fade it, Gary. Wonderful, it, wonderful. Gary.
We ask ourselves before we start a show, we say, do you know how you want to start the show? And we'll say yes or no, but we don't tell each other what it is because we want to
surprise each other.
Save it. And if you were going to let me start the show, my idea was I was going to say, Poodle, close your eyes and imagine, what would you say if you were dating someone and their child said to you, I don't like milk in my cereal. I just want dry cereal. What would you say?
Get your ass up and get it. Also, why don't you try it the way I gave it to you? Have you ever heard the term wicked stepmother? Because you're going to have one. That's what I'd say.
What would Mother Poodle say if you said, Mom, I don't want cereal with milk in it?
What? You know, I've heard of that, so it's not weird. I've seen, like, but it was the fact that he'd made it, and the kid was just fucking with him. You could tell. Little Dayton or Sebastian or Dawson Major.
Dawson. Remember gay porn names.
Gay porn names. They're all gay porn names.
Now that we know that she's having a third, if she's going to follow the gay porn. Austin. Yeah.
Austin or, let's see. What's another,
you know, there's actually a lot of gay porn stars named Jake.
Hey.
Hey.
Yo, this is reality. This is lip. It's love in paradise.
Paradise.
Did you get the title of this episode?
No, because we get these through our wonderful relationship with Discovery. We love them. And
this is called Hold the Milk.
And when we're recording, yeah, Hold the Milk. When we're recording this episode, they did not release the name yet. So yeah. Love in Paradise, season 3, episode 3. So look, before we jump into all this real quick, digital worldwide moment for Drag Defense Fund that RuPaul's Drag Race is doing. We're not doing it. May 7th. We're going to watch it. So what you need to do is go to, what's the website again? We still need to put that on Linktree. I keep forgetting. Drag doesn't hurt. Drag doesn't kill people. Drag doesn't care. I can look up.
Drag. If you look up,
I'll look it up. Tell people what we're doing.
We are going to be, there's their digital worldwide moment. So you can go to their website, which I'm going to tell you now is, boy, the internet's fast. How can you have Barney take you this long?
No. I'm like, drag isn't dangerous.
Drag isn't dangerous.com.
Or you can also go to moment.co/dangerous. So yeah. There you go. I'm going to put it while you're talking and talking about Discord. I'm going to put it in our fucking link tree now.
And I'm going to put in our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, kind of a how-to for that. Discord is actually quite easy to use. You need to just establish, you just need to get an account. And then you can go to, if you look for search for servers, you can go to Reality Gaze and our little server appears and you just click on Drag Isn't Dangerous and we'll be there.
There you go. And it's up on the link tree. It'll say Drag Isn't Dangerous moment. So if you click on that, you can sign up.
And you will need to buy a ticket. That none of that goes to us, by the way. That's all the charity. We're just doing it to bring attention to their thing. We have not gotten a cent.
And again, we are not doing this in combination with them. So you're not going to click on the moment and be watching the RuPaul's Drag Race queens and wondering, where are Maddie and Poodle? This is like if you're watching something on NBC on your television and then you're texting with your friends about it on your computer or your phone. So that's why you have to download the Discord app. And Poodle already talked about it, but I think we're going to put
on our toe episode. Yeah.
Yeah, you talked about it in our toe episode, and I think that's basically everything you need to know.
We're being pedantic about this because we get a
get
lot
confused.
Of, get confused and send us a lot of DMs.
And I'm just going to say, remember, y'all, we're not that famous at all, honestly. In fact, I never get recognized except for, no, not even at the gay bars. But... just ask yourself, would Brene Brown answer this message?
With the guys from Smartless.
would Sean Hayes message me back and tell me how I cancel my, how I cancel or change my credit card on Patreon? Actually, I don't mind as much as that because they're paying for something. I'm happy to help on Patreon Supercast, actually. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah.
So... anything else that we need to do announcement-wise? We do most of our announcements on toe.
On toe, yeah.
Trying to think I don't if think there's anything else that's pressing.
Boy, I need something pressing right here.
Gross.
Anyway.
Our Lindsay interview is going to be out on Friday.
It's going to be out
that.
On Friday.
Our Lindsay from Love After Lockup interview is going to be out on Friday. Also, Seeking Brother Husband season finale with Cara Berry, which will be on our free feed.
Thank you.
Yeah, because that's one of our interview shows. We'll be talking about the season finale of Seeking Brother Husband that has been a Patreon show. But y'all, it was kind of a wet fart, to be honest, this season. I haven't really enjoyed it. I did enjoy some of the characters. We met people like Miss Tiger.
I do enjoy Miss Tiger and Kenya, and y'all know I'm a fan of Moonstone.
That's the schnauzer. And boy. Yeah.
I think that's all. Let's jump in.
I think that is it. Let's talk about Jessica and Juan. Yes. We're on the road again to their vacation house because we got to be realistic when we're on vacation, because this is just what Colombia is going to be.
Well,
it's a gorgeous house.
I actually think, though, this is smart because it's their first time of the boys to there. And so, and also we've realized Dawson has bougie fucking taste. And if they went to someplace that wasn't nice. Okay.
Well, Miss Thing is preparing herself to take the main stage.
So I'm trying to we're too childless gay men with opinions. So we know nothing about parenting, but we never try to be mean on this show, but we always try to be honest. And yeah. I just feel like I know this is going to be triggering when I say this. So call me on it in a nice way, sissies, if I'm being an asshole, because the old school me would think of Dawson is really being just a whiny kid right now.
Yeah.
And so, then the psychologist in me says he's probably in a new place. He's probably feeling he's a little confused with he's going, is this Tom Hanks or is this someone else? I don't know who this is that's dating my mom. So I know there's a lot of confusion, but I just feel like the constant pouting, I just didn't grow up with that. We couldn't do that when I was a kid.
Well, I think the idea where he asks, it is a little weird when he makes breakfast, and I think Jessica probably should have moderated in there. And instead of expecting her new boyfriend, who is trying to do a stepdad or fiance, to do everything, she could have moderated. Instead, she took a back seat and let him kind of do everything, which is not helpful, really. And
no.
So he kind of she's like, you want to try some eggs? And he's like, no, and pushed himself into her. Now, do I know children who are a little extra like this? And some children are just willful and they're going to do what they fucking want to. It doesn't matter if camera's on them or not.
He could be ESP. He could be very sensitive too. So I want to have compassion, but I also want to say that I was hearing Poodle's words of boarding school.
I also was thinking, you know how to behave in front of company, right? You haven't seen him that many long, but so you need to be polite.
Yeah,
it is kind of like that. It is a little, I don't know. They've met him in person before, I believe.
I think this just solidifies what I do know for sure. Poodle and I were not meant to have children.
I wasn't. Because my first response would be like, hey, kid, zip it.
Yeah, you got to think about it. It's going to be your kid, so that's not going to go good.
But at one point, y'all, so we do find out she is pregnant, and I wrote down, wow, that's a lot of change. Really quick.
A lot of change.
And the boys don't know, and they're kissing, y'all, and this looks like the beginning of a Skinamax movie. She just takes off his shirt, and I went somewhere.
Mom, where are you, Mom?
And then they are literally screaming outside.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
He even says, I'm trying to keep it all together because I'm a bartender. This is kind of like, and when he's like, I'm a bartender pouring drinks. All of a sudden, two kids and one on the way at 29. This is maybe not where I saw myself. And it's a really honest thing to say. And I wonder if he's afraid to have conversations like that with her, or maybe they have. But he's being remarkably candid here.
No, I think so too. I mean, but you're in it now. Should have wrapped it up.
I agree. And he said, I really hope that after this week, this is the life that I want. I don't think these little no-neck monsters are going to.
The older child seems lovely.
The older child really does. I think, what is that? Is that from... I think it's Cat on a Hot Tin Roof with Elizabeth Taylor. Those no neck monsters. Sorry.
And
you're right. The oldest child, Dayton, which is a city in Ohio.
A lot of porn actors.
And a lot of gay porn actors.
Yeah.
Seems to be reasonable.
He does seem to be reasonable. Why are there so many gay porn actors named cities? Because think about it. Dayton. Okay, I know we had Dawson, but you said Austin.
So
also, how many gay actors have you known named Denver?
I've known
that
many.
Denver.
I don't know where you're going.
Well, no, there's
about Pocatello, Idaho.
Hey.
Pocatello.
He had a it huge sounds like, yeah, dick.
He poked my tello.
Yeah, exactly. Dallas. Lots of Dallas.
Yeah, you're right. They are named. A lot of times they're surnames. We need to move on. I could talk about gay porn all day. So he even says, making breakfast, he's like, cooking is an expression of love. I want these kids to show that I'm trying. And I kind of wish that they may have done this more for the camera, because to be honest, I don't think they have problems.
I kind of felt like, even the line when he said, I'm 29 and I'm wondering how I'm going to adapt to this, I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't fully buy that.
And I feel like if he's saying things like, if he's trying to be a step parent at the beginning and he's saying, the kid, Dayton, goes, I don't like eggs. And he says, could you please try them? And as a mom, Jessica, I would have said, well, Dayton, you've tried eggs before, right? And if he says, no, I just don't want them, I would say, maybe here's a time to try one. All you have to do is try a bite.
So you would say that. Can you imagine the guilt Mother Poodle would say of,
God, I just made all this breakfast.
Juan just made all this breakfast.
Oh, that's, you're right. You Juan just made all this breakfast for you.
Don't you want Juan to love you, little Jaybird?
Eat your eggs. Don't ruin this for me second time around, Jaybird.
Let him love you. Let him love you. Father's poodle's dead, Jaybird. I need Juan. God. Hide to yost me, yo.
This is the best I'm going to get. And then she kind of explains, says, you know, all kids are picky eaters. Not true. Dawson's a picky eater. And he basically refuses to try them.
Do you feel like
oldest nephew was a picky eater?
I feel like California children are a different, like Southern they California like everything. Kids are different. Like I wasn't a picky eater at all, but my dad, I obviously have taken care of my father. I know my father was, but yeah, you'll go, they'll eat sushi. They'll eat anything and everything.
Yeah. My oldest nephew was picky and he kind of still is. But the other kids will eat anything. But I don't know. I've said with when people have come for me that in general, I think pickiness comes from a child being willful and trying to act out, and then the parents, the kids calling the tune and says, I'll eat what I want to eat. And what happened for my oldest nephew is he would refuse to eat something, and then he would just eat junk later on. And my mother, Mother Poodle, y'all, would keep an eye on him and said, nope, you're going to eat that or nothing. And he was like, can I just have some like macaroni and cheese? And she's like, well, how about this? I can put a piece of cheese on a whole grain piece of bread.
So she won too, didn't she?
She won. She won. I don't know. Again, I'm not going to tell you how to raise your children. I don't know how to raise children.
Oh, no.
I just know that this would have pissed me off. Especially when the little bugger said, I don't like milk in my cereal. And I would have gone, well, just pour it out. Pour the milk out and pour yourself a whole thing, new thing of cereal. I want you to have things the way you want them. That's exactly what I would have said.
Yeah, I think it's good that you don't have children.
And he's like, I haven't sat down yet. And then that's when I did say, welcome to fatherhood.
Yeah.
If you're worried about you eating, that's not going to happen for very long. Well, talk to Jessica. She probably hasn't eaten a good meal like that in a while.
5 years. But at least he knows that he's going to go to a really beautiful place to live in America.
Yeah. They say, so let's talk about the town. They're like, it smells.
Why does it smell? Because there's cows everywhere and there's cow shit and it smells like cow shit. Oh.
We have 100 million.
And don't forget the flies. And it really is. Y'all, this town is a dump. It's not a dump. I shouldn't say that. But
let's be honest. It's a cow sanctuary with a couple people in there.
Yeah, that's what she's. So I shouldn't say dumb because it's one of the towns that America is built on. So I get, but in comparison to like beautiful, like what, where they, where he lives his life.
It would be a big change.
It's a big change. And it's going to be, again, it's going to be really, really isolating to him. And we haven't even talked about that. Probably people are going to go up to him and go, do you speak English?
Where are you from?
Where are you from? And all that.
Here's the bigger problem that I see. A lot of times in a 90-day fiancé situation, we are like, imagine, take for instance, Emily and Kobe. Emily did not think for 1 minute about if Kobe would be comfortable in Kansas because she thought, oh, he's just in America. He's been, and she did not think maybe we could live somewhere that where there are more people who look like him or more opportunities for someone who looks like him. And I don't think Jessica, I think she may have a problem because her, the person, the guy, she, her ex that she co-parents with is probably in that town. But I think I would find a way to make it work. Maybe it's even driving an hour from where they are to a place that's a little more urban for him, where there are more opportunities. And on the weekends, you're driving your kids around a lot, but you're making a life for two people here.
Yeah, there's got to be.
Yeah,
he can't just fit into all of her life. You know, it's a difference of, you know, see, which by the way, y'all, oh my God, classless. We just watched the episode where Larissa said whoever gets the queens will die, but also the episode where, talk about evil stepmother with Lita, kicking Tasha out.
Who's against the queen will die is on next week.
Oh, it's next week, but we're on that episode.
Yeah.
Because we're doing Team A and Team B. But we're also in the episode where we don't see yet, but the episode before where next week we see is, I guess, when Natalie comes back to confront Ashley, and I'm ready for it. But the reason I brought this up, first of all, this season is so, so good of Classless. But think about the difference of how Ashley thought about Jay and his race and how she worried about him being the only one. And I mean, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the season, but how she even, they moved her wedding for his safety and her safety. Like, I don't think Emily and Kobe, Emily would have never done any of that for Kobe.
No, but I think it's a general, I think for Americans, Ashley was the exception. For people who seem to do this, they just kind of, well, you're in America, you better assimilate. You better get used to what you're here on our terms.
And Juan has got a root boy. He's just going to be like Tom Hanks on a lonely island, just looking for a volleyball to talk to. Just looking.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm in the cows. Oh, it's so many flies. Oh,
it's so bad.
It's so good.
It's so bad.
Well, that was not Tom Hanks. I know you thought Tom Hanks literally just joined our show.
So bad.
It's just Maddie.
And I don't even think he looks like Tom Hanks. I think it's vague.
Oh, I think he looks so much like him.
It's so weird. I barely see it.
Well, fine.
Let's move on, please, to a new couple alert. Whoop, 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 whoop. April 38 from Houston and Valentin 26 from the DR.
He's hot.
He is hot,
y'all.
Like striking. I
mean, she is actually.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
She's
absolutely
fucking gorgeous. Smoking, y'all. Her body's ridiculous. She's just a woman, so we're not going to notice her first.
No, but I can appreciate she's. I can also appreciate she's got a lot of slashes and hyphens after her profession.
She is. I mean, good for her.
I'm going to call this now. This is clout chasing. And let me tell you why.
On her part or his part?
On her part.
Okay.
I think she's trying to drum up business for her new, she's an entrepreneur. I think she needs to be on the show for the things. It may be that she is interested in this guy, but I think she really wants to be on the show.
I agree with that. I think she really wants to be on the show. Mm-hmm. But also in looking at this relationship, I think she kind of wants to be a sugar mama because I
do
think
too.
She's a, I think, and that's fine if that's what you want, Because I think she's a control freak and she always wants to have control. And she knows when she
did that idea.
But also being that she's in Houston, y'all, Houston is still Texas. I don't blame her. She's a very successful black woman in the middle of Texas. And like, I've been dating these guys that fucking want to control me or want a trophy wife or this. And I don't want to do that bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm kind of here for it.
One of the reasons I'm saying clout chaser is because she goes out of her way to say how many things she does.
Yeah, that could be like clout and also just, you know, she does.
Her master's in health administration. Down. She has her law degree and she's an open entrepreneur. She's opened multiple fitness studios this last year. It just was just ticking my boxes. Why would you go into all that?
I mean, she talked a little bit about how, because y'all, she's a doctor as well. That's her main profession. And she started, we'll get into it, but she started an electric car business in the DR. And that's where she's a boss bitch, as Darcy and Stacey said. And that's where she met
Valentine,
who is a personal trainer. So
there is a Valentine and a Valentine on this season.
There is. There is. Of course, the first thing he loves about her is her ass, which kind of usually doesn't bode well for how much somebody loves someone.
He does say that. He said, I don't also date clients, but for April, I broke the rules. But he says she is cultured and humble despite her status. This is interesting. And this is something she talks about. They've been dating for a year. And this reminded me a lot of Brittany from Lalu, Houston Brittany of Brittany and Ray.
This woman is way more together than her.
That's true. But
way more together.
It was her thing saying, I come from an established family. Mm-hmm. It's important for her to say, I come from an established family from Louisiana, and my dad's a retired judge. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something for him to say, albeit her status, she's extremely humble. I think she probably talks about her status.
Yeah, I think she probably does.
And so I think that's kind of number one for her and how I think that, if anything, that might sabotage this relationship. Besides all the cleaning and the wiping off, and she's admittedly a germ person.
I don't know if it's going to sabotage the relationship because it seems like I totally agree with what you're saying, but it also seems like he's kind of fine with it. And I think I'm less worried about her.
Nope.
I'm more worried about it. I kind of am like, Valentine feels like he just got on the money train.
No, I'm saying I think it's a little sketchy. I think she won't be able to get past this idea that he's after her for money. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, and she said a line with her sisters. Did she say, I'm okay being a sugar mama, right?
That's what I thought said too.
So that's where I'm saying, I don't think I disagree with you on that. I don't think she's going to have a problem with that. I think she's
going to get tired of it. And I think she's going to accuse him of using her for money.
I don't know. I mean, it depends. Now we'll see how much he wants to spend. But I think for her, she's thinking, I want a beautiful man who I can have beautiful children with.
Yeah, and I think also what kind of is off-putting for me is she's not going to the DR for a positive reason. She's meeting this guy because he's not other guys she's met before.
Yes.
It feels like she's choosing him as an alternative for what she doesn't want.
I think we don't know. And I think we both sound a little bit all over the place with her because that's her intention. Because if you even listen to the way she speaks when she talks to her sisters and she says,
yeah,
you know, oh, I've been dating a guy. And they're like, what? And they're how long? She said a year. And they're like, a year. And her sister says something like, girl, you always have secrets. And so April is that person in her family that's very guarded. So I think you and I are like, is it this? Is it that? I think she is very, this could end up being boring, maybe not, but if she's so guarded about herself and not revealing.
She expects him to behave a certain way. She is very nervous because he's going to introduce her to his family. Mm-hmm. I think she's very worried at how she's going to come off.
Well, yeah, and she says he doesn't want for anything, but yet you've been dating a year and he has already asked you for money.
Yes, that's confirmed. He's later on talking to his mother. She's cleaning like crazy on the plane. She said, "This is my second pass." And she's like, "I had a germ problem before the pandemic." So just to clarify, and it's interesting how she refers to her germ. She said her germ problem. So it's almost like she's aware it's maybe atypical. And so she said, "I get a headache if I'm around an environment that I think is unclean." And the next episode, y'all, we already see her. She is Lysoling everything and changing the hotel bed sheets. So this is not someone who is adaptable.
No, it's very much. That's what leads me to believe with all that. Like, I think she might be fine with the sugar mama thing because I really do. Yeah. She has to have control in all areas of her life. And that's the only thing where I can kind of get some type of light, see the crack of who she is, because she doesn't tell secrets. It's all about, if people know about me, then they have control. So something happened on the way to heaven to April, and I don't think we know that yet. And maybe we won't find out.
And his family just seems like, I want her to see what it's like, what it's really in the DR, not the resorts that she stays at. And the mom says, "And I want a grandbaby, a boy."
Yeah, because y'all, where he is with his family, it is not tennis courts in Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, very humble. So
yeah, I get this flames out pretty quick. I don't know why.
That's what I was just about to say, because
it feels like it to me.
Because this aired second, in the third episode.
It's the third episode.
I'm wondering if it will, if there's just, again, because of who she is, what there might not be a lot there and a lot that we get.
Here's another thing. When you were talking that she'd be okay with being a sugar mama, I could see that, but I could also see her holding it over him, saying, "Well, I pay for everything. You're not going to be able to make." I think
possibly because she wants, if it challenges her control.
Yeah, and I just, oof.
I don't dislike, actually, I really liked her. And honestly, when I found out she was so OCD about cleanliness, I went, well, at least she's not perfect, because she seems so, but she can be triggering if you are someone that doesn't love, because she's so wrapped up in this idea of perfection and everything. It's a lot.
It's, I wonder. I wonder if she thought how about how she would be perceived on the show. I'm making a joke. Of course she did.
Well,
and
let's say she's a black woman in America. So once she already did, and then now she's completely OCD and was brought up in a way that you have to have like black excellence, high expectations.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of talking about earlier.
So now all on top of all of that.
Yeah,
she's just I do agree with you. I think she is a walking time bomb to just explode on this guy.
Yeah.
But she's real pretty. I like her makeup real well. Her lipstick's real cute.
Lydia and Scott. Scott.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back to talk about just what this was.
Wow. Wow.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
So I kind of realize what these two remind me of. You know that kind of trope of the evil queen, and she's got a henchman who's usually kind of big, like a gorilla henchman kind of around her?
What shall I do next, Your Majesty?
Kaede Chotoko, fetch the youngest girl and bring her to me so I may steal her beauty.
So basically, I'm trying to think. You're not wrong here. There's like, there's the cat in Cinderella, but oh no, like those dumb things that Maleficent has.
Yes.
Yes. What are those?
A henchman. I don't know.
What are they? Or like Horace and Jasper. Why do I know their names?
Who's that?
For 101 Dalmatians.
I don't. How do you remember those names?
I mean, we're just called Cruella. Horace, Jasper.
I haven't seen that movie since I was a very small child.
So Maleficent's goons don't have a name. They're just called goons.
Goons. He's a goon.
They're a goon.
I think she's already got the ick. Does it feel that way to you?
Okay. I feel like that too.
Like from moment, even when they're in the car, maybe she's just that shy. I think she has the ick, and I think she's just going along with it for a storyline. I don't feel like all of her. What's interesting is the disjunction between who she is in her talking heads is so different than who she is with him. I don't know what is more truthful. Either she's extremely shy or she's really acting it up on the talking heads.
Well, there's also 100%. And we talked about this in the prior segment, but talk about someone who only wants you to see what she wants you to see.
Yeah.
So we can't believe what Lydia is even trying to show us because she never really lets her guard down.
So he's having issues with his phone because of course he is. Mm. And he goes, me, you, kayak? And y'all, so it's basically this really long game of charades.
Yes.
Because neither one of them can speak each other's language.
Hey, boating? Rowing, dog.
Two words.
Two
sounds like.
Sounds like duck. It's an activity. Y'all, this guy wants to just get in her pants so badly. I'm not saying he's a bad guy.
I am.
We don't know enough about it, but it just seems so obvious that y'all, he just wants to bunk.
So Lydia basically says, I didn't understand a single word of what he was saying. They're at the hotel later on. She says, two rooms. He's like, grande problema.
Dos Romas? What?
Already, all I can think of is he wants what he wants, regardless of her boundaries or comfort level.
Yeah.
So he is going to be I'm going to place him. Let's throw him on the burn pile already. That's where I am. He just expects sex I wonder if they've even talked dirty. I think that's just what he's used to.
Yeah.
He's gross to me. But he's like, well, I guess I love a challenge. She'll be in my bed before the days are over. Here, I need to comb my whiskers out.
What do you think his balls smell like?
Ooh, corn chips.
It's not good.
Then she says, I just don't believe this. She's like, I'm attracted to Scott, but I need more time. Maybe she's just so nervous, but nothing in the actual film and actual footage shows me she's attracted to him. It's only in the talking head that she talks about it.
I mean, she laughs at when they're dancing, because she said, though, he's so handsome, my heart melted like butter.
But those are in the talking heads. That's what I'm saying.
But in the body language, it does. That's what I was finishing saying, is that that's what she says. But in her body language, it doesn't fit. They did seem like they were having a good time when they were dancing together.
because he was just dancing a fool and basically doing the sprinkler.
And making her laugh. I do like a guy that makes you laugh, but...
But not in a way that's going to be like physical, dumb comedy where you're making a spectacle of yourself.
I think I would have thought it was funny.
No, I think we have different ideas.
Well, yeah, you want to know that a little... You're not attracted if you don't know your life might be a little bit in danger.
I like funny guys too, but I think funny is in a different world realm for me. I don't need them to do some type of like Roddy Dangerfield comedy for me.
So hopefully you don't let anybody listen to our podcast. Because you literally have done a Rodney Dangerfield impression on our show.
That's why I don't want me. I'm doing it ironically.
Yes, yes, yes. It's not gay vaudeville at all.
We randomly call over this hot guy.
He is hot.
I went, is this a PA?
I always ask if it's a PA, always.
Y'all, that's a good. From now on, anytime there's a random person, we're gonna ask y'all: is this a PA? Is this the production assistant?
I always think so.
It's always just a little too easy to get them on camera.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel like this whole thing. I know people immediately said, "Oh, this is Fraudacity. There's no reason this would happen." I feel like the whole thing may be a little bit dreamed up.
I don't know if it's Fraudacity to him. I think maybe he thinks he's just doing it to be on a television show, but I don't think he knows, y'all, he's going to get played by the best. Mm-hmm. The family Chantel got played by the best.
That's true.
I mean, what we know now, at least for, well, I don't know, but from what people have told us.
So he's basically asking, are you ready for marriage again? She says, maybe. And she says, when's the last time you were with a woman? 5 months. I think he's lying. I think he banged a woman last week. But 5 years ago was when the last time I was
in love. Yeah, I'm sure his mother was like.
Or 2 years.
Scott, I heard you banging last night. You sounded just like your father.
Your father would chase me around all the time with my, just grabbing my tushy.
You're into that ass slapping, aren't you, Scott? Just like your dad. Had bruised for 2 weeks from a night in Carmel. Woo!
A night in Carmel. Wow. A night in Carmel.
That sounds like a one-man show you would write.
One night in Carmel. And then he's like, well, we can start on that tonight. And then it starts getting weird, and I don't know if there are women around who think this is charming.
It's not funny, period, but it's really not funny. You guys, don't make jokes when someone doesn't speak the language.
Like, it's not even that the humor doesn't translate. The words and the intent don't translate.
Yes, like the play La Cage aux Folles was not directly translated into English or whatever. I don't even know if that was an actual French play. Was it?
It was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That you know, you can explain a little
bit. La Cage aux Folles, yeah.
Whatever. But when something is translated, like Tartuffe or something, when it's translated into English, they can't just do a verbatim. We both know this from studying opera. Yeah. Y'all, the has to be rewritten so that way that, because the comedy often doesn't translate.
Comedy is most of the time through idiom and pacing. And
the way words, yes.
It's really difficult to translate.
It's really difficult. And this translator is not doing that. So Scott is like, I don't get it.
He's like, what about polygamy? You were interested? And he's like, the guy's like, would you like multiple marriages? Yeah. Are you going to visit me? Going to give me a conjugal visit? If he was in prison, would you lie with him? And she's not even, y'all, she's not laughing or confused. It's almost like he's just turned into an alien. And she's like, I'm worried. I'm a little worried for my safety.
Yes.
And she's worried, y'all, that he's not taking this trip seriously. I'm here for the absolute lunacy of this storyline. I am completely emotionally not invested, but I don't care.
I think it's going to be nutso, but let's go.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
Nothing really with Jordan and Everton.
Very short.
That she's going to the airport to meet him, and she's going to go to Jamaica to meet his family. And I feel different about him than for his first episode.
I liked him his first episode. You didn't?
I don't think I knew who he was.
That's true. He seemed very calm.
And this, he's like, I found an angel, and I'm going to go pick her up, and I'm hoping my mom really likes her. And so he's taking concern, but he also says, she wants to meet both my sons, but I need us to be on more solid ground. So he's actually putting care into this.
Jordan's a crazy one in this relationship, y'all.
I agree with you.
He's older, wiser, hotter, although she's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Again, she's just a woman, so we're going to always go to the guy.
And
But yeah.
So we'll see. I think his intentions seem good. I don't know enough yet.
I will say that we watch this. We get this early. So Sissy's come at us. We usually forget. We'll try to go back and actually watch Love in Paradise. But sometimes we get the early edit. And so there was a little clip that was kind of like a marker in this episode of this is when Jordan talks about being worried to trust Everton because of something she learned.
Yeah.
We didn't get that in the episode we saw, y'all.
They weren't done with it yet.
They weren't done with it, and we're recording this early. So there
the
might
squirrels,
be...
The squirrels, will we're still working on color, or their color matching.
So Sissy's let us know if we miss something. We'll try to go back and watch it, but you know we always forget to do that,
and
so let us know.
And we feel super grateful they're giving us this early.
Very much. Yeah, I'm not throwing it yet.
As you know, for some reason, this show puts so much of their programming into Sunday, Monday, and a couple other of our shows are those days. So otherwise, those days used to be a complete and utter nightmare for us.
No, it's a lifesaver.
It's a real game changer.
So, yeah. But that's okay. It's just you'll let us know what was said.
You'll let us know. And please do.
Please do.
Please do.
Poodle, that's all I've got.
That's all I've got.
That's because my love is all I've got to give. Y'all, it's got to be May. I can't believe it. Here we are. It's May Day.
It is May Day. We're recording this May Day. I'm going to go outside and spin around the maypole.
I was going to say, I mean this, and you're probably going to make fun of me, although I think you'd want it to. I've never spun around a maypole, and I would love to have a maypole festival.
Either, and I've figuratively said I'd like to ride a maypole, but I've never taken a little thing and taken it around a maypole.
I want to do that. We could put flowers in our hair and wear frilly dresses and walk barefoot in a park and just sing the May song.
I don't know what the May song is.
I don't know.
Well, no, we can put the Camelot. It's me. It's me. The darling one for me.
There you go.
This is real gay. We need to go.
You know, I appreciate that you're into it, though, with me. All right, everybody, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find all the information about us. Find us on the Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Golly, TikTok has been blowing up and blowing up. So we appreciate y'all. Be sure to share our stories. That helps us even more. And we found that TikTok is one of the best ways people have been finding out about us. So if you like one of our memes or some bullshit we do on TikTok, really share it. It really, really helps. Other than that, we'll see you next weekend at the Digital Worldwide Moment. But did you have an announcement or anything you wanted to remind people? Okay.
Good.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love, Poodle, in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you make a kid a bowl of cereal and he goes,
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
I don't like my cereal with milk in it. And you say, I don't like paying taxes, but I still have to do it. Remember that line.
Yeah, don't have kids.
And call us.